overseas. Oh, wow, that sucked.
Wow, that's even worse. It goes bright beige. Oh, I forgot to heal after the last battle.
I'm gonna be in the middle. I think we can assume that they're all dead. Now, I'm pretty sure this is the thing that killed them.
And can I assume that you guys don't want to go see the wizard with yourselves completely covered in sewage?
Yeah, we'll go back to
never
our
assume.
Quarters.
Chapter 20, Rats. Why did it have to be rats?
Okay. Well, at the end of that last episode, you guys had gotten yourselves mixed up with a bunch of rats in the city sewers. Luckily, came out with just a few gnaw marks, not too bad. You had a brief moment to patch yourselves up before you begin again. So where you're standing, guys, is an intersection. The passage continues about another 50 feet to your south, where it dead ends. And then to the east, you can see it going about 60 feet. It appears to open up into a larger channel after that. And there's one more side channel going east about 40 feet ahead of you. So you're going to continue back to the north? Or to the north?
Yeah.
Okay. The side channel goes about 40 feet and once again dead ends. You make the extra 20 feet and you come to a much wider channel. This one is about 20 feet wide going east and west. And from the sound of it, it sounds like it goes straight out to the raceway off to your west. And directly across from you, you can see another extension of this north-south channel that you're in. But you come upon a channel twice as wide as the ones you've been exploring. Apparently, it's a conduit joining one section of the sewers to the main channel. To your dismay, there aren't any stepping stones of any sort in the slop. If you wish to cross the channel, you'll have to get your boots messy.
You know, it's a good thing I have water walking. I can do that with minimal sloppage.
I'm going to ride on his back.
After me. Okay, I'm going to go get my boots dirty and just start wading across.
Okay, luckily it's only, about just slightly over mid-calf deep. You'd hate to be down here during one of the frequent rainstorms, but it really only comes about halfway up your boots.
Yeah, awesome. I'm just walking on top. I'm walking on sunshine,
That's unless not sunshine, I'm sorry.
Unless, only if I cast light on the bottom of your boots. Unless if I cast, only if I cast a yellow light on the bottom of your boots.
Alas, I have a slight smirk as I see you all wading through the filth.
So, everybody...
Can you jump on your back?
I am.
Everybody roll for me a perception check, if you would.
Perception?
Yep.
Perceives. Oh, wow, that sucked.
Wow, that's even worse.
Six.
Yep.
22.
Six. Five.
19.
Okay, apparently everybody's more worried about what's happening to the state of their shoes than the monks are. And no one, apparently, since you don't have to worry about that, you notice that there is a lump in the flow off to the west of you. As if there's some object or something that the sewage is coursing around.
Does it appear to be moving?
No. It's stationary.
Okay. I let the party know there's something over there.
Who's closest to it?
Will you wade over to it or what?
Get out first.
Lead the way, Nolan.
Well, I mean, you're tall, so you can wade over there. And
let's get out first.
You're on top of the water.
Yeah. And? Okay, well,
we should get out first.
Okay, so
we'll head over there.
I'm not going to just randomly start going over to some weird thing in the
sewer. We'll be supporting you from the side.
Mm-hmm.
How far away is it?
Maybe about 20 feet.
Come on, let's go.
Can I borrow your hammer?
Sure.
I'm going to chuck it at it.
It's not a throwing hammer.
You lose your hammer in the sewage.
I'm not gonna waste one of my
weapons. You're giving me a piggyback ride. I'm going with you.
Okay, so I'll go over there and I'll just throw Adrienne in.
No. We weren't talking about that.
Okay, so we go over.
Okay, so as you are coming up upon it, you readily recognize that is, in fact, another one of the guards. Like the first one, this one seems to have been horribly slashed to death, and once again lies about half in, half out of the running sewage.
Wait, what's he leaning out of?
Like, he's not totally submerged.
He's bobbing.
No, I think his name is Phil.
I'm getting out of the sewage.
Okay, are you going to the passage continuing to the north then, opposite you?
Yes.
And actually, from where you are, Noan, you can see that there is another passage going south, about another 40 or so feet down this raceway. And then just beyond that, you can see a passage going south, which must be the original one that you guys were coming up when you first entered the sewers.
Yeah. Were there gashes and stuff in that body as well?
Yeah, both of them seem to have been horribly slashed to death and then gnawed upon afterwards. You believe you've already run into the gnawers.
You have to go find the slash.
Well, I don't want to go back to where we were.
Let's keep going.
Keep on going then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep swimming.
Okay, so you're going to continue going to the north then in that passage you're headed?
How wide is the passage we're on?
The one you just encountered, the big one, or the one that you've been going on ever since?
The one that we're walking on right now.
Okay, that's about 10 feet wide.
Okay, so we can walk to it. 2 feet.
Two abreast, yeah. And it's about 8 feet tall. And like I said, up at the shoulder of the arch, sewage comes pouring out down the walls into the sewers. Okay, so to the north, about 40 feet in front of you, there's a passage leading off to the east, and at 60 feet, there's a passage leading to the west. As you continue up there, the one going to the east goes about 40 feet in dead ends, and then the one going to the west goes about 30 feet, and there's a passage leading off to the south, and then another 30 feet and a passage leading off to the north, and it continues into the darkness at that point in time going west. The passage you're currently in continues to the north, and 30 feet in front of you has a cross intersection, four-way intersection, and then another 30 feet after that has another one to the west, and then continues off in the gloom to the north. Do you want to go west into the gloom or north into the gloom?
North.
Yes. North.
Just going to keep working way north?
Well, because we keep finding bodies as we go north. So.
Let's go west.
Okay.
North.
And you get to the cross intersection, the four-way intersection, the west side goes 30 feet, the right side goes 50 feet, and both dead end. But right in the middle of the intersection is another guard's body, and once again seems to have been horribly slashed to death.
How many guards are we looking for?
They had a squad of 8.
So
that's
we've
three.
Found 3, 4 now?
Three.
Three now.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's nowhere to go from here, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. This is just at the cross intersection to the north. It continues 30 feet, there's a passage to the west. 50 feet, there's a passage to the east. And then continues into the gloom. So continue north?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you get up to the passage leading to the west, and it goes about 40 feet and then dead ends in a T intersection. And you can see that to the north, once again, passage to the east, but then at 40 feet, there's a passage to the west, and then disappears into the gloom. And everyone needs to give me another perception check.
Yeah. Oh, glorious.
That's okay.
13.
12.
14.
All right. And actually, give it to me with advantage, because you guys are on your guard now.
17.
23.
14.
11.
Okay, anybody
22.
Under
10? Anybody's under 10.
No one under 10? Okay, you guys were ready for it this time when rats start pouring out of the walls again. And I need some initiative rolls from you. So, Gwen.
21.
Again?
That's why you're old.
How about that?
23
for Noan. A little more ready this time. Alistair?
8.
Not so ready. Garland?
15 again.
15 again. And Adri?
11.
Okay, a little less ready last time, but just about the same.
Is this the same order as last time?
Nope.
No.
There's a couple of rearrangements there. Okay, actually, it's really close, though, really. Noan just went from the last to the first, and that's it. How so, Noan, all of a sudden, Rat starts pumping out of the walls. What are you going to do?
Who am I next to?
I am going to punch the one that's nearest to me, or stomp it.
Okay, roll to hit.
Okay, so, oh my god.
Do we have an order?
Yeah, Noan first.
Yes.
So, Noan's 5, first, this was a stomp, turn. So an 11.
You miss, just barely.
Okay, well, on that one, and then I will slash at it, which is an 18.
That hits.
For 9.
9 points? Okay, you just skewer it right through, and it dies horribly. And, Gwen, you get to go.
Okay, I will attempt to... I will get to squash it with the hammer.
Okay.
And I rolled a 21.
You hit.
For 7 points of damage.
Okay. That hurt it. But it's a pretty enormous giant rat, so.
Okay, then I'll breathe lightning on it.
Okay.
And DC 12.
It rolls a natural 1.
Cool. 9 points
of damage. So it just takes it full in the face. And that just fries it.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys each take out one apiece. And then Gwen, one of the ones on you, tries to bite you and gets an 8 to hit. That's not going to do it. And then Alistair, one of the ones on you, tries to bite and gets a natural 20.
Might not hit.
And maybe. Does 6 points of damage as it chomps into your flesh.
Told you to repair that chain, man.
And then Arlen, one of the ones on you, tries to bite.
Maybe you just go ahead and just roll damage.
And gets a 14. Does that hit your armor class?
Yes.
Okay. And you take 5 points of damage as it chomps on you.
Hey everyone, I got all this new speed so I can get armor. Chomp. And got studded leather useless.
Okay.
Got studded leather useless.
And Arlen, you get to go. You just got chomped.
I'm going to shoot it with a fireball.
No. Fireballs. Completely different.
Fireballs blow up.
Yeah.
So it's a spell.
What, that's 16 to hit?
Yeah, definitely hits.
That's, what, 6? 9.
9 points?
9 points of damage.
Okay, just fries one of them. There's a little blackened cinder where the rat used to be.
Finally.
Yes. Right?
Okay, and...
Feels good to kill monsters. You should try more often.
Oh, they're not monsters, they're rats. With the exact same AC.
And Alistair, the other one that's on you tries to chomp you and gets a 22 to hit. Does that hit you?
Yeah.
Okay. This one only does 3 points, just barely gnaws you.
It's a nod with you, that's why they're attacking.
And then, Adrian, you get to go.
Okay. I guess I'll chop one of the ones that's closest to me with my hand axe.
Okay.
That's a 22 to hit.
Hits.
Okay, and where did that... What? There it is. 4 points of damage.
Okay, you have 2 halves of a rat.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and then I'll go to kick another one. That's 7 to hit.
That was no rat.
Yeah.
It jumps aside. Lethally. And then finally, Alistair.
I'll attack one of them.
Okay.
24 to hit.
You hit.
Seven.
Okay, and you squish one.
Alright.
Doing much better than you did last time this happened, guys.
Who am I next to? Did we have a marching order?
Okay.
You're next to Arlen.
I'm next to Arlen, that's it? Okay.
And then Arlen. One goes to try
I'll attack it.
Grab you, okay, roll.
One.
Oh, 10.
Yeah. No, it slips under your grasp there. But it only rolls a 9 to get you, Arlen.
No.
Okay. And then, Gwen, the other one that's on you, attacks. And gets a natural 1. So much for that. Okay, and top of the round with no one.
Okay, there is one near me, yes. I believe.
Everybody has, you guys managed to take out one apiece. There's only one
round. So I'm going to stab it.
Okay.
9 plus 7 is 16.
Hits.
4, 6.
6 points, okay. You damage it, but not fatally.
Then I will stomp it with a natural 20.
That's going to do it, no doubt.
Yeah, but I do, you know, what is that? 7 plus 1, 8, so.
Okay, really you die, yeah. Once again, a stomp, a squeak, and a squish. Okay, Gwen, still one on you.
Yeah, just swinging for him. Six.
No, jumps aside.
Okay.
And then that one attempts to bite you. And gets a 13.
Nope.
Didn't think so.
It was on your iron boot.
And then the remaining one on Arlen attempts to bite. Gets a natural 1.
Yay.
And then it is Arlen's turn.
Firebolt the one on me.
Okay.
That's sad.
What did you roll?
So I got a total of 7 to hit.
Okay, it uses dodge.
Yeah.
That wasn't
okay.
Right. Now there's something gross. That's on fire. Thanks for that aromatic experience.
It doesn't catch anything on fire.
Okay, and Adri, you get to go.
Okay, I'll go to... What are one of... Are any of them looking particularly... almost dead?
Well, you got one in your face right
okay.
now.
Okay, well, if there's one on my face, I'm going to go for that. All right, yeah. I'll punch it off of me, hopefully not hitting my face.
Oh! So close!
7, and I will try not to hit my own nose. No, well, I'll do a left hook this time. Well, that's 23.
Okay, so you feint with the right hand and just pin it to the wall with the left.
That would be for 5 damage.
Okay, it... hurt it, but it's still up and running.
Squeak!
Yep. Okay, and Alistair, the one that's on you, tries to bite and gets an 8.
Nope.
And you get to go.
I will attack it. 14.
Okay, you hit.
12 points of damage.
Okay, you squish it. It's gone. Okay, and...
hellish review. Got one of these things.
And then, Adri, the one that you squished tries to bite your hand as it goes by and gets a 13 to hit.
Nope.
Okay, you pull your hand back in time.
Yep.
Okay, top of the round. No one.
Okay, there's a
there
pesky...
There is none on you. There's none on Alistair. There's one on Adri, Arlen, and Gwen.
Figuring Adri can fend for herself. I'll go help.
He's like crying. He has to admit that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
your Arlen help. Over there. So I do a nice crescent stomp for 20 something.
Okay, hits.
And that is going to be 5.
Okay, and you squish the one on Arlen.
Okay, and where's another one?
There's one on Adri next to him, and then one facing Gwen.
I'll go help.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing with a nat 20.
Okay.
So, and this is going to be 4 plus 4, 8.
Okay, you squish that one.
10, yeah.
So, you managed to just squish 2 of them right into the in the sewage. Okay, and that means that Gwen, the only one, is facing off against Adri, and okay. She's already damaged it.
I'll go over and try to whack at one. Oh, jeez. 4 or 12.
Yes, you hit.
Oh, okay.
Yep, has my AC.
That would be 4 points.
Okay, and that's enough to do the job. It's you just squish it into a little rat jelly, and that's that.
That makes me sad now.
What?
A rat has the same AC as me.
Well, they're very lethal.
They dance around. 14.
I have 12 because my dex is 0.
Well, he's meant to be further back. That's kind of what he does, so it's okay.
Until we get ambushed by rats.
Rats are his weakness.
It's
all the flashbacks to the...
Flaws, weak to rats.
Yeah. All the farms... Rats, like the fields
are so scary. Armor class 12, minus 2 to flux.
Keep waiting for the farm cats to show up and they never do.
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, the silence falls upon the sewers. All you can hear is the gentle plop plop of sewage entering the system and the rush of the liquid going down. And once again, you are at an intersection to the west. The passage goes 40 feet and ends in a T. To the north, there's a passage going east up 20 feet, west at 40 feet, and then disappears into the gloom. Which way do you want to go?
Check the side passage.
To the north, you mean? Or yes. The one to the west?
The north has been leading us to bodies. So
yes.
Check the side passage, though.
Oh, so you're going to go north and check the side passage, or the western passage ends in a T? Which do you mean by side passage?
Western. You're
going to go west passage?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So you move down there to the T. The passage goes south 20 feet and then turns to the west. And it goes north 30 feet. There's a four-way intersection at 40 feet and it disappears in the gloom. And about 20 feet in front of you to the north, you can see another guard's body lying half in, half out of the sewage.
Great.
So that's guard number 4.
Okay.
Let's go north.
So turn north and head up there.
Why didn't they they were losing all these members.
That's probably why they're all over the place.
Maybe they were north and started.
They're trying to run.
This is like on a side passage, not straight back.
Or it got flushed down and kind of stuck there.
Maybe it was a rainy night.
Remember? Because we crossed the large stream.
Well, a week ago there was a storm.
Well, if there's some freaky monster that can do that much damage and you're kind of running around in a maze that you don't know, you're probably going to make some turns to avoid dying, so...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Then end up dying anyways.
Yeah.
Well, these ones certainly did. Okay, so you're going to go north?
The lock
to the four-way intersection? Monster.
Yeah.
Okay. And to the west, it goes 30 feet and then ends in a T again. To the east, it goes 40 feet, ends in a T, and that must be the western passage you saw from... the main passage you're going north in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the east, or to the north, it goes 40 feet and then dead ends.
I don't know.
So, east, west, north, what do you want
to
do?
North
has been leading us.
Yeah.
Well, north, dead ends.
You're dead ends, yeah.
Okay, then we'll go east.
Okay, so everybody give for me a perception check.
With advantage or no?
Nope.
Natural 20.
18.
14.
4.
Natural 20, so 24.
Okay, give for me your marching order, please.
I'll go last, because I got 4.
Your marching order?
Oh, I forgot to heal after the
last
battle.
I'm going to be in the middle.
I thought I would be in the back, he would be in the front.
Okay.
We have the high AC.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be in the back, then it would be no one. I mean, no one second the front. And yeah. Then...
Did you notice your farmer brown brother and others had a...
I forgot to heal, so now I'm at 16 hit points.
Okay, so you guys are coming around the corner here. So who's in the front?
Me. No, Gwen.
Gwen.
So you guys had made the turn to the east,
mm-hmm.
and then what was one next, mm-hmm. and then
one of them.
These two.
So and
you're just making the turn, and you're in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
bats
in a belfry. Ooh, why are you sticking that up? It's never mind.
It's the way it works.
Gargoyle.
Okay, so as you begin to make that turn, abs, all of a sudden,
them abs.
All of a sudden, Arlen, and then Alistair, you notice that a piece of the darkness, roughly humanoid in shape and with huge bat wings, but seemingly made from the shadows of this dark space, separates itself from the gloom around you. It says something in a language you don't understand, yet it still sends chills up your spine, and then it rushes at you.
I understand Infernal. Do I understand it?
In fact, you do. I believe that's the language it speaks. No, it is not Infernal, actually.
Oh,
it seems like a close cousin. But in fact, you don't actually hear it so much as it seems to ring in your mind, but it sounds something terribly... terribly disconcerting. So, initiative, Gwen.
Roll new ones?
Yep.
I'm just great today.
14.
And Noan.
15.
And Alistair.
6.
And Arlen.
20.
And then Adri.
12.
So... As this language seems familiar, I'm gonna do a roll to see if I know what this is.
Okay.
Since it has an inkling. So what would I roll against? Religion or okay. 16. I rolled a 16.
You feel like it's a close cousin of Infernal, and might be Abyssal, but you're not totally sure. You don't know Abyssal, but you're thinking this might be, they may be speaking Abyssal.
Okay, and how about my gander of what this is?
It appears to be some kind of shadowy demon of some sort. And it rushes to attack. So... before you guys can do anything, it sets itself upon Adri there.
Good. Adri's not as dead as...
Adrian.
Yeah, no, I'm full.
Is this a surprise attack?
It is not a surprise attack, but it gets to go first in order.
Awesome.
Okay. So, it gets a... 18 to hit you, Adrian.
Yes, it does.
And it is a really disconcerting feeling. It as if the claws pass through you and yet damage you all at the same time. You take 10 points of psychic damage as it slashes you.
Whoa.
And actual, you know, rents do appear on your flesh. Okay. And Arlen, you're top of the order there. What are you going to do?
All right.
I'm going to
knock over my bottle. Oops. Okay. So.
You're going to be super effective.
Super effective at knocking over the bottle. Okay. I'm going to use Scorching Ray on... the shadowy demon thing. Mm-hmm. So I create 3 rays of fire.
Okay.
And I have to make an attack roll for each one.
Okay, roll.
Ooh. 9.
No, it goes over its shoulder.
16.
It does hit.
Okay, I'll do all the damage at the end.
Okay.
And the last one... doesn't hit with an 8.
No.
I'm going to use Tides of Chaos on the last one.
Okay.
So I get to roll that one more time. Ooh, that's really good. That's 22.
Okay, you two of them do connect with it.
All right.
Well, connect is kind of the wrong word. They pass right through it, but you notice it's sort of warp when it hits the creature. So you do feel like you did something to it.
It's 46 fire damage, I believe. Yeah, 46 fire damage. 4, 8, 11,
11 damage. Is that it? Yeah.
Okay.
11 damage. Yeah.
Okay. Once again, they just pass right through it, but it does sort of flare when it hits it, so you feel like that did something. And it does seem to react as if it would cause it pain.
And can I see if I can tell what it's weak to?
You can give me a religion roll.
All right. 17.
You have heard that creatures of the abyssal plains and the hells are weak to radiant.
Okay.
Which sort of makes sense when you think about it.
Are they or are they resistant to anything?
All you've heard is that creatures from the lower planes seem to just be resistant to everything. That heroes that battle them that aren't carrying magical weapons and so forth do a precious little damage against them as if they wade through it, ignoring the blows that they're taking. Okay, and on that cheery note, Noah.
I shall draw my dagger.
The magic one?
The magic one.
Mm-hmm.
And expend a key point for Flurry of Blows. So first, my dagger.
Okay.
Which is a whopping 9.
No.
Followed by 2 punches.
And that's with your regular fist down. Yep. Are your hands considered magical weapons at this point?
They are not.
They're not? Okay. When does that happen for monks?
Like at 6th level, I think. Okay, so first punch would be 10.
Nope.
And the second punch would be 16.
Okay, you finally range it in and figure out which part of the darkness is it. And once again, it's a really odd sensation. You're like punching through it and there's this otherworldly cold, but you definitely connect with something there.
And I do 8.
Okay.
Does this have the same sensation as the shadows we fought in the graveyard?
It's a similar sort of phenomenon, yeah, where you feel like you're not really solidly connecting with it. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And Gwendol.
Okay, I'm gonna move past Nolan and Adri to an adjacent square over here. The first thing I'm gonna do is expend a second level spell slot with a pencil I don't have. Here we go. To cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay. And what does that look like?
Maybe nothing. Depends. Let's see if I hit it first.
Okay.
Apple 8.
No.
Doesn't look like anything.
Slaps into the wall.
Yep. There's a very fiery green orb of energy just totally missed him.
Yeah. It's tough to pick it out from the general gloom around it.
Okay, then I'm just going to follow up with a lightning breath.
Okay.
I can probably do that next time.
So, this is an aberration, right?
It's a shadow.
Sorry. Did he determine it was an aberration?
It's a fiend.
It's a fiend, great.
Yes.
DC 12.
Okay. And it rolls a 21.
Okay, it takes 4 points of damage.
Actually, it doesn't.
Son of a
bitch. The lightning bolt just goes straight through it, hits the wall as if it's not even there.
Awesome!
So okay.
Especially
but the wall is definitely there.
Adrian.
All right, I'm going to go to slash it with my magic hand axe.
Yes.
All right, that is, that's a 15 to hit.
It hits.
Yes!
Yeah!
And unlike what you've seen before with the other attacks, this one just seems to solidly thud into it.
Okay.
I can turn
that
it
would
if
be
we want to.
8 points of damage. Yes. And then I'm going to expend
so
a key point for
no,
Flurry of Blows, which gives me
and
2 extra.
Beans.
Punches?
Yeah, punches, okay. I guess. Okay. Let's do that. That would be 15 to hit again, which does.
Is that
so
it?
That's another 6 points of damage, and then my second punch is 9.
No.
My second punch
and,
is 9.
And once again, it's a strange sensation. The axe seemed to hit it solidly, but your hand seems to just pass through it and slow down, sort of, as it goes through. Okay, and finally, Alistair.
So I'm going to move up to somewhere where I'm adjacent to him, so it's probably like off to the side. He doesn't take up the whole passage.
He does not take up the whole passage. You could get off to the side of him there. Well, no. Yeah, right there. Yeah. And just turn the mini to the side so we can see what he's doing.
And then I will attack as soon as I... There it is. I'll attack him with my warhammer.
Okay. Your magic warhammer?
12. Not likely.
No. Once again, you just sort of flail out of the darkness. Okay. And then top of the round. And Adri, since you seem to be doing more damage than anybody else, he continues to try to slash you with his claw.
Can I hit him?
Okay.
Okay. 13.
It does hit.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, you find him in the gloom.
So, now would be a really great time to smite.
So, let me just check that out. Divine Smite? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can just expend it. And it's a fiend, so it takes the extra d8. That's the spell. So this is going to be 4d8.
4d8?
It's my normal, that's plus
awesome.
2,
no, that's
plus
awesome.
1.
That's all the same, it's awesome.
This is where we got a 8, almost 8. 8.
8.
11, 19.
But that's 8.
11, 8, 16, 21 plus 4 is 25 points, and that's...
How much is radiant?
And how much of that was radiant?
16.
16 points was radiant?
Yes, and 9 is not.
Okay.
But it's a magical weapon, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is a magical weapon, but a lot of it was radiant damage.
What does that look like when you smite with your radiant attack?
It goes bright beige. No.
Are you kidding?
I am kidding, yes. The hammer goes goldy and it hits the shadow and it deals a lot more damage.
Slightly
beige, though.
Enormous spray of golden energy and the demon actually reels backwards from the hit.
That was really a reaction, too. I could do that again.
Okay, and then Adri goes to slash you up again and gets a 12 to hit.
It
no, 13, 13 to hit.
It does not.
No, okay. You're able to jump back just in time.
Oh. That would hit me, though.
Mm. Yeah, well, like,
a
someone
butterfly
sneezing
would
hit
you. Yeah, someone sneezing would probably hit me.
Gust of
does damage. And then Arlen.
I'm going to use... What is this?
Magic it.
Yeah, I know. Witch Bolt.
Okay.
Second level spell.
Which bolt are you going to use?
Yeah.
The bolt. That's necrotic damage?
It is not necrotic damage.
It is
lightning damage.
Lightning damage?
Yeah. Didn't lightning pass right through it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might run out.
You saw the lightning breath go right through without doing anything.
Just kidding, I'm going to use Magic Missile as a second level spell instead.
You sure fooled it.
Bryce, can I borrow some d4s?
Here's what kind of damage? It's Magic Missile is what, force
damage? Force
damage,
I just need this many. Thanks,
you love the force.
I'm immune to Magic Missile because of something.
4, I remember.
6, 10. 14 points of force damage.
Okay, and those thud into it just as effectively as you think they should.
Yeah. I already did.
Well, you should do something with Tides of Chaos. I know
I can't
is.
Do anything with Tides of Chaos.
You should summon plumps to go after.
And
they're frightened of me.
Yeah,
no
one. I'm frightened of it.
Okay, I will slashy slash. Nat 20.
Nice.
That hits
with the dagger.
1d4 plus 5. We'll do that part first.
2d4 plus 5.
So that's 6 and 2. 8.
8 points? Okay. He's looking a bit ragged.
And I shall flurry this guy. So a 19 and a 20.
Definitely.
So I'm going to add 8 to this. So 4 plus 8, 12.
12 total?
And because I hit with one of these guys, he is, if it affects him, knocked prone.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you fling him against the wall and obviously you can't knock a shadow prone, but it's definitely the same thing, disoriented and
disadvantaged, perhaps. Yeah.
And then cool. Adrian, you get to go. It's been trying to. Oh no, excuse me, Gwen, you get to go.
I still have Adrian's. The water skin of holy water. Can I throw that on him?
You can definitely throw that on him.
Okay. Oh no, I don't. Adrian is right next to you.
Squirt it. Just don't throw the wine.
All right, squirt it. That didn't work. Oh ouch!
Wow. Wait, you have advantage because it has.
Wait, no, it's not advantage. No,
no, oh, it has disadvantage.
Oh, it has disadvantage. Yeah,
I don't think I hit it. Got a 8 on it.
No,
but Adrian.
I'm beginning to notice a trend.
Your follow through is a little aggressive, and yeah, you just bring the whole string right across Adrian plaster side there. And speaking of that,
you're lucky I'm not wearing white.
Yeah,
and I think you're lucky you're not wearing white.
All right, I'm going to.
Make sure you're wearing brown right now.
Another, well, I'm now the one who's clean spiritually and otherwise. I'll do another hand axe attack on it, slash it in the neck. That would be 21.
Okay.
So good.
See here, that's 6 damage. And then
when you do that, there's a horrible, unholy shriek, and the thing just seems to draw back in on itself. And just is as if all of the gloom just sucks into a vortex and, you know, evaporates. And after a moment, there's nothing but the sound of the running sewage to greet your ears.
Well, I was infused with the holy water. Some like, kind of flicked off the blade.
Yeah.
The one drop.
Does that make implodes
over that point.
Yeah. You get really good to the final guy, then all of a sudden missing everything.
So all right, I take it you guys will... retreat out of here, and
I'm gonna work back to the Senate.
Yes,
so.
I'm gonna heal. Well,
we haven't found the other four.
I think we can assume that they're all dead. Now, I'm pretty sure this is the thing that killed them.
Yeah, but we need to confirm that they're all dead and not just lying bleeding. Something.
As you retreat back out, if you take a different path, you do find a trail of them leading back to the main channel that they all fell
dead
one by
bodies.
One. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is not good. We're seeing shadow fiends and corruption in the land. There's definitely some demonic work at present.
And can I assume that you guys don't want to go see the wizard with yourselves completely covered in sewage?
Yeah, we'll go back to
never
our
assume.
Quarters.
Never a sewer. Okay, try.
So oh, I forgot to mention something when I was attacking.
Are you going to drop Tides of Chaos right in front of the innkeeper?
When awesome. I used my Tides of Chaos, the tattoo on the back of my right tricep glowed slightly.
Ooh.
And it was slightly larger than the last time.
Used to be a cleric.
Okay, so you guys make it back to the surface and report, you know, obviously you tell the innkeeper you're going to get that hole filled in his subcellar. And you make it back to report to the seneschal and.
Wait, we need to check the other houses though.
Covered in sewage.
No, I think we're pretty sure you guys figured out where
the
group
I mean, we know where the patrol
we were sent to look for the patrol.
Oh.
We were just checking the houses to see at what point they disappeared.
Okay.
So now that we can tell the seneschal, hey, these are the houses that got checked, you need to go check the other ones, here's your party, we're taking baths.
And they are more than happy to provide you with that. So, what are you going to do after you get done reporting to the seneschal?
Go to the wizard.
Go to the wizard.
Okay.
Yes.
After we
get cleaned up, yes.
And then get some yummy stew from the guards.
Yes. And we will see what happens
in the next episode.
Oh, sure.
Dungeon Master's Note. Well, it seems like things are going from bad to worse. Rats pouring out of the walls, demons haunting the sewers, guards slashed to death, cats and dogs living with each other, mass hysteria. And what's with that wizard in the tower? Will the party ever visit him? And if they do, Is he an old coot like everybody says, or is he something more? We'll just have to find out about that in the next episode. Until then, rate us on iTunes. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.